morning and welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is St. Patrick's Day, so happy St. Patrick's Day to all of my Irish friends out there. Why don't we kick it off with a prayer right now? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for the many blessings that you give to us today and each day. Thank you for the gift of this new day. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the gift of your Catholic Church. Please help us as we go throughout the day to always remember your presence. Help us with our problems, whatever they may be. Father, I ask you to speak through us on the radio program today. Let your voice go forth from our mouths. And please open our hearts to receive your message. Help those who are anxious today, those who are lonely, those who are suffering in any way. Please help those who are homeless, who are homebound, those who are battling addiction. We lift up our priests, our deacons, our religious sisters. We pray for an increase in vocations. We pray for an end to abortion in the world. And we also pray for our politicians, our government leaders. We ask that they may be able to follow your law instead of their own ideologies. We ask for all these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I'm Gary Zimak, coming to you from the Philadelphia area. I have made it home, but I am not in the studio today. I'm coming to you from my home. I will, I promise, make it back into the studio by Monday. We've got a great show for you today. On the program, we're going to be joined. Excuse me. Chokes me up just talking about it.
It chokes Dave us Parker, up too, Gary.
Dave Come Parker, on. Dave Parker, I have not introduced you yet. You're not allowed to laugh at me. we're going to be joined by Tom Peterson from Catholics Come Home and also our friend Dan Burke. And yes, he is here. As always, he's got my back. He's here to support me, and he's here to make fun of me sometimes. Mr. Dave Parker.
Yes. Hi. Good morning, Gary. I don't want to make fun of you. Come on. Not on this day of St. Paddy's.
You know? As he's on this end choking up because you're not here. Literally.
That's right.
He just had to turn the microphone off because he was choking
up. Yeah. I'm overwhelmed. Yeah. You're so close, but yet so far.
I know. I'm such a tease, right? I'm almost there. Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Good.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, Frank is all decked out in green, and guess what? Your co-host is not. It was dark this morning in my room.
I have my green Flyers jersey on today. It's a total Irish decked out. So, yes, I am all set for the day. And so, but, you know, did you listen to Sunrise Morning Show this morning?
I have to say I did not. Believe it or not, I woke up just before the show.
So one of the beautiful parts.
I was so tired.
We can tell. You got that frog yet? Come on.
I was going to say she had a guest on from from the diocese from Ireland's. A really phenomenal guest, and so there's a few really good guests that she had for St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. But one of which was the director for a show that's going to premiere this Sunday. At 10:30, we're actually choosing to also re-air it Tuesday at 4:30, which is from the Augustine Institute, and it's the Trials of St. Patrick, but it's a drama. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it was kind of fun to listen to that. Yeah, so that's going to be this Sunday at 10:30, and we're going to also re-air it 4:30 on Tuesday. Mm. You know, something to pay attention to. So it was fun listening to her.
That was a great programming note, Frank.
It was also great listening to all the St. Patrick's Day stuff that she had.
I missed that particular one. I heard the earlier one, Anna's opening, the expert, I think it was a woman.
She was the
cook.
Yes.
I forgot her name.
On regularly, has some recipes.
But today her whole thing was about St. Patrick's Day a great history of the saint. So
yeah, love the history. And this is one of the cool parts to listening to the station. You get all different types of things, you know, and to start my day off listening to some of the histories of St. Patrick, which, you know, we sometimes take for granted a lot of aspects to. We think we know him. Many people probably just think he's out there drinking away.
Yeah.
And only drinks green beer.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But, you know, the fact is so much more of that and, like, you know, and his life story. And so, you know, I would expect as you listen throughout the day today, there's going to be a lot of things you can learn just about St. Patrick, because I'm sure all the hosts will want to talk about
him. Exactly. Exactly.
And I'd like to learn something about him, too, because I don't know much about him. Never did. I guess because I'm Polish, maybe. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm 50% Irish, so, you know, I lend itself to that. I'm a lot of other things, but good chunk Irish.
I married into Irish, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, me too, Dave.
Yeah.
Me too.
And,
so.
Well,
yeah.
One thing, when Frank was talking in about all the greenery and stuff, it reminded me of Chicago, how they dye the river, you know, green. Usually, I know it's Chicago, but it's I don't know if it's too cold and it's maybe frozen. I don't know. I have to check that out.
Well, we'll talk to them about doing the Delaware green.
Yeah, exactly. Well, isn't it green already year round?
I knew you were going to say that, Dave.
Anyways.
Well, man. As my wife said, though, everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. And remember, there is a special dispensation today issued by our Archbishop Chaput. The dispensation, you are allowed to eat meat today. And you know, really, that for some people, that's a big deal, because the whole corned beef and cabbage thing, and it's a real big family celebration, and the church recognizes that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but at the same time, you should always find a way to give another form of penance, whether it be or another day. You know, ultimately, you know, it's not just about the meat. It's really about giving a sacrifice, giving maybe do something good for someone.
Oh, absolutely.
I think there's a variety of things you can think about to do that can inspire others.
Exactly. There are people that don't have anything to eat today. Maybe we can help them out if we cross their paths or they cross ours.
Exactly.
And, one thing I was going to say, though, maybe on a little bit lighter note, is that, I mean, now...
Well, just buy me a beer.
Okay. No, I'm just kidding. Well, that can be arranged, okay? And, but now on Friday, which it is today, I mean, it's the end of the week, and how many Irish folks, I bet all Irish, people of Irish descent have gone to work today. I bet. Well, I don't know. Maybe that's a stretch. What do you think, Gare? Do you think anybody called in? You know, and they're...
I don't know.
I shouldn't even start a topic like that, maybe. But
I know you shouldn't have.
Okay,
but
I did.
Now, so,
so everyone of Irish descent, go on. Your good workers, go to work, and then have fun tonight. You know, I don't know where that came from, but anyway,
I don't know. But listen, let's we're going to get back on
talking. Nobody call in sick today.
This is early in the morning.
All right.
That's right. And remember, yeah, exactly.
I've only had coffee this morning, okay, folks? Anyway.
And by the way, in case anybody's wondering, the current temperature is 28 degrees right now at the Philadelphia International Airport. It's getting a little warmer. I mean, at least it seems that way. Today it's going to be sunny, high near 42. Tonight, snow likely, mainly after 3 a.m., But I don't think we're expecting much, just a new snow accumulation of less than a half an inch possible. But I don't want anything, but that's what the forecast is telling me. Then Saturday, a chance of rain and snow before 7 a.m., then rain likely, high near 44. I'm ready for spring, guys. I don't know about you.
I think we all are, yes. We had enough this past week, and maybe a little taste of it, as you say, tomorrow. But go away after that, you know?
That's right.
Or we should all just go down to Florida.
Yeah. No, I tried that. But eventually you have to come back.
But you didn't take us.
We're
still jealous over this.
I know. You're going to give me a hard time when you finally see me on Monday.
Well, wait a minute.
That.
You may not see us on Monday. We may be in Florida.
Okay. That's
surprise.
Fine.
No,
you
surprise.
Deserve it.
We took the equipment with us. Well, like, you know, we disappeared.
You deserve it. You deserve it. By the way, I want to give out a shout-out to my friends at Holy Eucharist Parish in Sewell, New Jersey. Holy Family Parish. I'm getting confused. I'm going to be giving a parish mission at your church beginning on Monday. So I'll talk to you. I'll see you over the weekend because I'll be speaking at all the masses. Lent is a crazy time for me. I go from one mission to another, and I lose track. But God is good.
Yeah, Gare, I was going to say, I mean, this is your busy season, you know?
It is. It is. But it's a great thing.
Yeah.
It's a great thing. You get to meet lots of good people, and it's a wonderful privilege to be able to share the good news. And then the week after that, I'll be at St. Robert Bellarmine, right in the neighboring area in Warrington. So I'm looking forward to that as well. And then I'm going to Erie for Father Larry Richards' men's conference. So lots of...
I know.
So I'm going to have to talk with you, Mr. Parker.
I was about to say, you have to take Dave with you.
Yeah.
I was going to suggest that, you know.
I need a bodyguard.
All right. What? You know, yes. I know a lot of folks in Erie that, you know, once we get there, they'll look out for us, okay? Especially yes. Father Larry, you know. Nobody's going to mess with him, right?
No, that's right. That's for sure. Now, boys, do I have time for the gospel this morning?
Well, we're coming up on just about a minute. I think you can do it. We're over a minute. Go for it.
I'm running a little late. Let me do it. Jesus said, it's from Matthew, Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants. One they beat, another they killed, a third they stoned. And they sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones. But they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, they will respect my son. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance. They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes? They answered him, he will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper times. Jesus said to them, did you never read in the scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done and is wonderful in our eyes. The message for us today, people rejected Jesus. We reject him to this day still. Don't the people who reject the Lord accept him. The kingdom of God is at hand. Now is the time. We'll be back with Tom Peterson.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for March 17th. Today we celebrate St. Patrick. The exact years of birth and death for St. Patrick are uncertain. Stories about his chasing the snakes out of Ireland and using a shamrock to teach the mystery of the Trinity may be more myth than history. Still, Patrick is a beloved saint whose name is celebrated far beyond the Ireland he Christianized in the 5th century. He was a humble, self-educated man who achieved remarkable things against great odds. Growing up in what is now Britain, Patrick was kidnapped as a teenager and sold into slavery in Ireland. Forced to tend flocks for 6 years, he turned to God for consolation and underwent a profound conversion. After escaping and returning home, Patrick became convinced he was being called by God to go back to Ireland and walk among the people who had enslaved him. Returning as a priest, eager to spread the gospel message, Patrick proved himself a skillful missionary. Using insights from his own struggles earlier in life, he preached in a way that had special meaning to a people who were downtrodden and commonly dismissed as barbarian. Patrick died around 493. The place where he is buried is unknown. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Stirring me, a love that's deep, a love that's wide, a love that's sweet. And help me, Lord, to never keep it to myself. And if my heart should dimly burn, and if my feet should fail to run, call my name and I will come right back to you. Cause there's no fear in love. There's no fear in love. So stir in wide, a love that's sweet, and help me, Lord, to never keep it to myself. And if my heart should dimly burn, and if my feet should fail to run, call my name. simple as this song. I wanna stay close to you. It's really that simple. I wanna stay close to you my whole life long.
And that was No Fear in Love by Stephanie Gretzinger, one of my favorite songs, because it's got such a great message. I want to stay close to you, Lord. It's really that simple. That's a great prayer. That's a great prayer to pray every day. I'm Gary Zimek, and you are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Tom Peterson had 25 years as an award-winning corporate advertising executive. And his life was then radically changed forever after he had a radical spiritual conversion while on a Catholic men's retreat. Soon afterward, he founded Virtue Media and CatholicsComeHome.org. I've been wanting to have him on this show for a long time. I think this is such an amazing organization. Tom Peterson, good morning, brother.
Good morning. Good to be with you, and Lenten blessings.
Lenten blessings to you as well. Tom, before we talk about Catholics Come Home, which is such an amazing organization, you guys are doing such great work. Tell me about your life as a Catholic. I mean, you had a radical conversion. Therefore, I assume you, like so many of us, were kind of going through the motions at one time. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So probably never missed Mass. I don't remember ever missing Mass. I certainly... Okay. Feared and respected God, but I certainly wasn't the full-time Catholic. Like so many of us, you know, God calls us to give Him all of our love and dedication with our hearts, mind, soul, and strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves, but we don't do it.
Right.
And I guess we get so ambitious in our business careers and so busy in our family life and the American dream that we tend to drift further away from God, and before we realize that we're going through the motions and not really living a full Catholic life. So by God's grace, a couple of my buddies invited me on a married men's retreat 20 years ago in Arizona, and it changed my life right in front of the Eucharist. A light switch went off, and I felt God's love and His calling, and I started to more fully participate by going to daily Mass, reading Scripture, and so forth. And, you know, each year I praise God that I'm learning more and realizing, like, what a knucklehead I still am. You know, I mean, the pride is just so ingrained in my soul. And you know, but how loving God is, that He doesn't, you know, condemn us. He sent Jesus to save us. And that's the good news. And that's the message we want to share at Catholics Come Home, that Jesus loves us. He's merciful. And He asks us to follow His example and be light and mercy to the rest of the world.
Mm. That's such a common story, Tom, and it's exactly the story of my life, too. Went to Mass each week, and somehow you do get into this thing where you're going through the motions, you're checking the box, thinking you're a good Catholic, and then you have that encounter with Christ, and everything changes. And then, at that point, you realize how loving He is, how wonderful it is to have a relationship with Jesus, and you want to get that message out into the world. Now, obviously, you have a lot of talent. You were an award-winning advertising executive, and you were able to take those skills and put them at the service of the church and launch Catholics Come Home. How did that come about?
So after that retreat, I started, you know, praying to God, what do you want me to do with my life? And, you know, I started serving at the church and, you know, folding clothes and dishing out soup to the poor and all that. And then finally, I had some dreams one night and the revelation that God Himself had given me the talents and interest in advertising and marketing, and He was calling me to use the very talents He had given me to serve the church. And so, you know, the light bulb went off, and I said, man, isn't God good that we can actually, you know, when we give our hearts and souls to Him, He makes our greatest dreams come true. And that's, I think, one of the common fears young people have, and probably people of all ages, that when you fully put both feet in God's, you know, universe, and you fully dedicate your heart to Him and say, I want to serve you, the devil will come along and try to trick us and say, well, your life is going to get boring or mundane, or you're not going to be able to do the things you like. And it's just the opposite. We gain freedom when we are selfless and do it according to God's will. The adventure just begins. It doesn't end. Right. It begins.
Tom, why do you think most people fall away from the Catholic Church?
Yeah, 90% of them, when we asked them, why did you come back, said, because you invited me. So we went a little deeper, and we said, you know, we started asking them their stories. And I have a primetime show, as you know, on EWTN called Catholics Come Home. And it's going into its third season this September. The second season's rerunning. I think it's like 4 o'clock or 4:30 on Sundays, 11 o'clock Monday nights, and so forth. You can look it up. But those people and so many others we've spoken to, most of them didn't hate God. Most of them didn't hate the church or the church teaching. Perhaps they didn't understand some of them fully, but the vast majority of us get distracted. You go on vacation, you miss Mass. You go a second time and miss, third time, and then finally you're out of the habit. You go to college and you party too much, and you get distracted by the lures of the world, and suddenly you're not going. So that's the vast majority of folks we've spoken to said, I just got out of the habit, and before I knew it, I wasn't going at all. You know, first Christmas and Easter, and then eventually not at all. And that's true with any discipline. Christ calls us to be disciples and to be disciplined, and he commands us in a loving way to, you know, honor him by honoring the Sabbath and going to Mass every week. But when we get out of that habit, the world starts filling us up, and we get really distracted. And that's one of the dangers. The devil is constantly baiting our hooks with temptations and lures to get us away from God, away from loving others, to think more of ourselves and our selfish wants and desires. And God is saying, man, I've got so much better plans for you. I want your life to be an adventure. I want it to be full. And I want you to know me so that we together can help save souls and love more folks to heaven.
So many of the people who you encounter that you reach out to, you find that they don't necessarily join another denomination. They just sort of fell away, but they still in some way consider themselves Catholic. Is that correct?
They're in both camps. So I don't know what
the
statistics are, but you know, let's say a good portion of them don't do anything, and a good portion of them join an evangelical community or a Protestant faith that maybe their spouse belongs to, or so the participation rate varies. Some people who didn't have a relationship with Jesus and didn't take their Catholic faith seriously, 20 years later, are introduced to a spouse or have a friend or something that invites them into a faith community, and many of them are devout, practicing evangelicals or whatever that love the Lord. But a huge portion are either, you know, part-time in their Christian walk, aren't really doing much. And you know what? We're reaching out to all of them because Christ formed the Catholic Church. He had a plan. He feeds us with the sacraments, you know, forgives us in the confessional, feeds us with the Eucharist, guides our church with the Holy Spirit to the end of time. There is no second best. And it is a religion of worship where we represent Christ on the altar at every Mass. I mean, it's beautiful. And I love my brothers and sisters in Christ and other faith communities. But I now understand that Christ had a plan, started a church, and who are we as men to do something different? But nonetheless, I praise God for those children we have, those brothers and sisters we have, who have a deep relationship with the Lord in another Christian faith community. Nonetheless, though, our real target is going after those folks who are who've never had a relationship with the Lord, who have drifted away or doing nothing. So, you know what? We serve all communities, and we praise God for his call. And you know what? Even our practicing Catholics, all of us, we need to be fed daily. We need to grow closer to Christ so that we can be more of a light and more of a voice of love in the mission fields where God has planted us.
That is so true. And obviously you're passionate about this, and that's what happens once you encounter the Lord personally. You care so much about other people that you want to share him with them as well. Tom, if any of our listeners have loved ones, or maybe they themselves have fallen away from the church and want to find out more about your organization, what can they do? What's the best place for them to go?
All right, so for anyone maybe, let's say, over the age of 35, our main website, CatholicsComeHome.org, is a great starting place. You can watch the evangelicals, as we call them. You can pick up a copy of my book, Catholics Come Home, God's Extraordinary Plan for Your Life. Watch our television show. There's a lot of ways you can grow in faith and maybe perhaps help others in that age group with faith. We've also created a new website, sounds very similar, CatholicsComeHome.com, for millennials, so for younger people. Obviously, they have a different way of communicating, a different style. They have different needs and wants and likes. So we have the same Christian message, but presented in a way that's more understandable and relatable for a millennial generation. So those are those folks, maybe teenage all the way up to 35. So CatholicsComeHome.org, over age 35, CatholicsComeHome.com, under age 35. And then there's obviously sister sites we have and other resources there, but that's a great starting place. And you know what? There's nothing as good as going to your local parish, walking in the door, say, I haven't been in a while, don't know what to do. How can I get connected? Maybe stop by at Mass. Or, you know, the best thing is find out when confession is. When we humble ourselves to God and say, Lord, I've been away. I don't know what to do. I've messed up. Boy, his loving arms wrap around us. He gives us mercy and love and calls us back. There's nothing more powerful than the sacramental graces through the confessional.
Totally agree. Tom Peterson, I know you're a busy guy, and I really appreciate you coming on with us in Spirit in the Morning. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thank you, and God bless you, too. I've got one favor. Could your listeners please pray for me and pray for our apostolate? We're getting involved in a new project to help us to be more loving toward God and others and more selfless in our walk with Christ. So pray that I have an open heart to the discernment of God and do his will. And blessings to your radio.
Thank you, my friend. You can count on our prayers. God bless you. Tom Peterson, the founder of Catholics Come Home. When we come back, we're going into the deep with our buddy Dan Burke. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. President Donald Trump is scheduled today to welcome a world leader whom he spent a lot of time bashing during the presidential campaign. He frequently accused German Chancellor Angela Merkel of ruining Germany for allowing an influx of refugees from Syria. Merkel's first major encounter with Trump comes as she seeks a fourth term as chancellor in elections later this year. Meanwhile, a federal judge in Seattle has ruled that his order blocking President Trump's original travel ban does not apply to the revised executive order. Judge James Robart says he'll rule on the new restrictions later. Federal judges in Hawaii and Maryland, though, have blocked all or part of Trump's new executive order. And Britain's Prince Charles and his wife will meet Pope Francis during a six-day trip to Italy that includes a visit to an earthquake-destroyed town and a villa once belonging to the mafia. The March 31st through April 5th trip is part of a tour, including Romania and Austria, aimed at boosting relations with European allies as Brexit looms. In addition to official calls to Italy's president, the UN Food Agency, and the Holy Father, the royal couple will spread out across Italy. Charles visits the central town of Amatrice, razed to the ground by an August earthquake. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Glenn Ruffinack, writing in Smart Money, notes there are a growing number of mediators who specialize in elder affairs. Their job is to help resolve disputes, typically outside a courtroom, to help families work through concerns and fights involving caregiving, inheritance, living arrangements, estate planning, and related issues. Elder mediation is hard work, but it can help families learn to work together to solve problems. Barbara Sunderland Manuso, founder of a mediation network in Houston, says, "Success usually depends on a seemingly simple yet difficult task, hearing out and weighing others' viewpoints. Calmly weighing other people's viewpoints is good advice for creating peaceful relationships at any age." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
would tell God so. It seemed he wasn't listening. I thought he didn't care. But looking back, it's plain to see he was always there. I got fear to overcome. When I prayed for faith, my empty heart brought me to my knees. I don't always get what I want, I get what I need. I'm not saying that it's easy, or that it doesn't hurt. Seems to go my way, nothing seems to work. But these days I'm getting better at going with the flow, accepting that sometimes the answer to a prayer is no. I got fear to overcome. When I prayed for faith, my empty heart brought me to my knees. I don't always get what I want, I get what I need. Every time I've had a door slammed in my face, I prayed for courage, but I got fear to overcome. When I prayed for faith, my empty heart brought me to my knees. Oh, I don't always get what I want, I get what I need. No, I seldom get what I want, but I get what I need.
And that's Colin Ray with I Get What I Need. You know, I just came off a parish mission in Florida. We talked about this a lot. I met so many people who told me, I'm praying for something, and the Lord's not answering. He is answering. Sometimes he says, wait. Sometimes he says, well, I'm going to give you something even better than what you asked for. That's the key to peace once we accept that. I'm Gary Zemeck. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Each Friday, we are visited by our friend Dan Burke. He's an author, and he speaks frequently on Catholic spirituality. He's also the executive director of EWTN's National Catholic Register, and the president of the Avila Institute for Spiritual Formation. Dan is here, and he's been talking with us about his book, Into the Deep, Finding Peace Through Prayer. Dan, good morning.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
I'm good. Brother, it's always good. It's a good thing when you join us on these Fridays.
Well, it's a joy to do it, or I wouldn't do it. You know what I mean?
I know you, Dan. I know you wouldn't, so I appreciate that.
You know what? That doesn't sound very penitential, does it, for a Friday?
Because you're so busy, but I know, I realize that. Yeah, I hear you. But, Dan, last time we talked about, we've been working through these steps in your book, which, by the way, is an excellent book. I recommend this to everyone. It's called Into the Deep by Dan Burke. You can get it from dynamiccatholic.com. There are several steps in what we are talking about. We're talking about something called discovery prayer. The first step is reading. You read a passage of sacred scripture. Last time we talked about the second step, which is reflecting. What's next for us, Dan?
The third is responding, which is
okay.
Conversing with God about the passage. And I'll give you, responding is really about being attentive to God in prayer in terms of the reality that He is present with us. When we pray, we're not just, there's a problematic statement that we use as Catholics. We talk about saying our prayers, you know?
Yeah.
And that there's, you know, and it really gives the connotation that we're just, that's what we do, this thing, and we say this, we say these things. But prayer is much better understood as a conversation. And when we practice Lectio Divina this way, we really are having a conversation, because we begin with that listening, the reading, and then reflecting. And it's just like, you know, you just asked me a question, and I listened intently to your question. And I want to then respond to your question. The same way with God. We're attentive to what He's saying. We're listening. We want to make sure we respond. And then we respond to Him. And we can respond a number of different ways. The other morning, I can't remember if I shared it last week, but on the gospel reading, something convicted me regarding treating people with less dignity than they deserve in social media, which is so easy to fall into. And my response, so I read that and I reflected on that, and I thought, you know, the passage here says, you know, if you call someone a fool, you'll be guilty to go before the fire of Gehenna or the Sanhedrin. I can't remember the exact passage, but the point is, I was reflecting, and I thought, you know, Lord, it certainly means more than just me calling somebody a name, and I had not called anybody a fool, but I think it means, I was convicted that it means that I really shouldn't be sarcastic and treat people in a way that's lower than their dignity, you know. And so I was responding, and I said, "I'm sorry, Lord. I this is beneath the calling that You have for me. I have a higher calling than this. I'm supposed to lead and serve others to deeper relationship with You. And so my language, the way I think ought to reflect that reality." So that's one way of responding to God when you're listening and He's speaking. Another way, Gary, is to simply praise Him, or to extol His virtues, or to say, "Thank You, Jesus." Or, you know, when we're reading this morning, of course, all the readings are related to Lent and the redemptive work of Christ on our behalf, whether that be in the Liturgy of the Hours or the Gospel of the Day or the readings of the day. And today, on Friday, you know, I was reading the prayers of the faith, the prayers in the Liturgy of the Hours, and reflecting on this reality of Jesus dying on my behalf, and how I need to orient my life to Him. So I'm saying, "Yes, Lord, I want to be more cognizant of You today. I want to be more sensitive to the fact that this day we think of, in particular, Your death on the cross." So there's a million ways to respond, but all of them are personal in nature, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. Dan, one of the reasons I wanted you on this show to talk about this is because this is a life-changing practice, this discovery prayer or Lectio Divina. It's also rather radical and shocking to even Catholics who go to Mass every week. We often don't realize, and I meet people all the time who don't realize, that it's possible to, through the reading of the Bible, have a conversation with God. That's unbelievable, Dan.
Yeah, well, in the Catechism, in the beginning of the Catechism, it reveals that since our creation, we've been invited into a conversation with God. And a lot of times, as Catholics, faithful Catholics, so, you know, tend to understand that, yeah, I need to go to Mass every Sunday, and the great graces that come through that, and regular confession is very powerful, and I should do that. I owe it to God, and I should do it, and I want to do it, you know. So we get these basic things, typically. But what we often don't get is the beauty of what I would call the mystical tradition of the Church, which is reflected in Jesus' words in a powerful way in John 14, when He says that if we live in this covenant of love together, I'm summarizing. If we live in this covenant of love together, I will manifest myself to you. The Father and I will abide with you. And so Jesus isn't just this historical figure who lived and died as a man. He was fully God and fully man. He's fully alive now, you know. And he was incarnate, and he suffered what he did in order to help us understand God, to redeem us from our sins, to reconcile us to God. But then, not only that, but then to draw us ever more deeply, daily, hourly, to whatever degree that we say yes and desire it, he will meet that yes and raise us, you know, some more.
Yeah.
And draw us into union with him.
One of the big questions that I get frequently, and you probably hear it too, is, okay, I want to start doing this. What passage do I use? How do I know what passage in Scripture or what just single verse I should use? Where do I start, Dan?
Well, the best place to start is the gospel readings of the day, because all of our prayer, daily mental prayer, which is what this is, you can think of them as like the setting for the diamond. And the diamond is the source and summit of our faith in the Eucharist. And so the setting helps our ring to hold on to the diamond and to, in a sense, make it present to us all the time, you know? So to connect with that diamond, to connect with the source and summit, the best place to start is usually the gospel of the day. But you can also, if you read that and, you know, and you practice what we teach here, it may not be all that inspirational, or it may be too short, or whatever.
Right.
You can just go to that place in Scripture and read the entire context, or you can read just straight through a gospel, like the Gospel of Luke, the Gospel of Mercy, or the Gospel of John. There's no Lectio Divina police that stand over you with a buzzer. if you pick one passage or another. But it's good to read systematically, because our goal is to come to know Christ and to love him and to listen to him and to follow him. So if we read systematically through a gospel, then we gain a very deep understanding of who Jesus is and was and what he calls us to.
And we've mentioned some of these things before, but I think it bears repeating, because what you're saying, what you're talking about, is so new to so many people. And when I first heard about this, I thought, wait a minute. You mean I'm not just reading a book when I'm reading the Bible? I can actually have a conversation with the Lord. That's why I want to make sure everybody understands what we're talking about here. This is life-changing. And I think your book, Into the Deep, does it so well. In a very succinct manner, you lay out some really deep thoughts about this whole process, and I highly recommend that. Dan, we have about a minute left. If somebody wants to get the book or maybe find out more about you or the work that you do, where is the best place they can go online?
Go to spiritualdirection.com/pray. So spiritualdirection.com is a website with thousands of insightful, you know, posts and videos and all of that. But if you do spiritualdirection.com/pray, you'll find more about the book, about my own radio show, and there are podcasts there that you can listen to on the book that cover some of the ground we cover here, and that's how folks can find out more. spiritualdirection.com/pray.
Awesome. Dan, I know I've said this before. I want to tell you again, personally, thank you for doing this. You're changing my life with this series. And thanks for all the work you do. You are doing such good work. God bless you, brother.
You as well, Gary. Thank you. God bless.
Thanks, Dan. God bless. Dan Burke, Into the Deep, Finding Peace Through Prayer. Find out more at spiritualdirection.com. Man, those segments blow me away each week. We're going to take a break, go to Matthew Kelly's Best Lent Ever. When we come back, your Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Stay tuned.
This is what we come here for. This is why we stay.
This is the audio from today's Dynamic Catholic's Best Lent Ever Daily Reflection featuring Matthew Kelly.
God is constantly winning you and building you and sending you. You know, God doesn't say, okay, I'm going to win this person and then I'm going to build this person up spiritually and then I'm going to send this person out on some great mission. He's constantly winning. He's constantly building. He's constantly sending. He's constantly teaching us so many lessons in order to win us and build us and send us. But he does want to send us. He wants to send you out today to be his ambassador. He wants to send you out today to do some work. He wants to send you out today to answer some prayers. You see, all around you, wherever you are right now, all around you, people are praying to God. They're asking God for this. They're asking God for that. And many of those prayers, God wants to use you and me to answer those prayers. We can answer people's prayers, not independently, not on our own, not like, oh, no, we're doing it instead of God. God's doing it through us. But God wants to use you to answer people's prayers. And as we become more spiritually aware, we become mindful of this, and we realize as we scan our community or as we scan a situation, we realize, okay, that's going on there. God might be wanting to use me to answer that person's prayer. I have a fabulous friend, and you know, she suffered an awful lot in her life, and we used to go different places, and I always noticed, like, she'd always end up talking to the last person I would expect her to be talking to. This happened a few times. This happened a lot of times. And finally, I said something to her. I said, you always seem to end up spending even the whole party talking to somebody that I would never sort of put you in the same room with even. You know, and she said to me, she said, you know, I've suffered an awful lot in my life. You know that. You know, and one of the gifts that God has given me through that suffering is I have learned to recognize when other people are suffering. People don't have to tell me they're suffering. I can see it. I can feel it. I can sense it. And one of the things I like to do is I like to walk into a social situation and scan the environment and work out who's suffering the most, and just befriend that person for that time. I thought to myself, wow, that's an incredible thing. It's an astounding gift. It's a beautiful way to approach life. It's a way to answer people's prayers. For me, is it different? Her gifts different to my gifts? Yes, absolutely. My gifts different to your gifts? No question. Different. But we all have this ability to collaborate with God, to partner with God, to answer other people's prayers. And that is, I mean, that's an astounding thing. That's an incredible thing of beauty. And I think something that is very, very exciting and something that's very humbling all at the same time. So let's get out there today and answer some people's prayers.
That was Matthew Kelly with Dynamic Catholic's Best Lent Ever Daily Reflection. You can experience your best Lent ever by signing up for Dynamic Catholic's free video-based program by going to bestlentever.com.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit. Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
Darkness fills the night. It cannot hide the light.
Shall I Fear, You God of Angel Armies by Chris Tomlin. Isn't that a good point when you think about that? When you think about the fact that Almighty God is by your side, why is it, I ask again, why is it that we are afraid? Well, the reason is because we forget about him. With that in mind, let's look at today's Be Not Afraid. A Bible verse comes from James 1:12. Blessed is the man who perseveres in temptation, for when he has been proved, he will receive the crown of life that he promised to those who love him. In other words, here's the deal. We're going to experience all sorts of temptation in life, including the temptation to give up, the temptation to say, nothing will ever work out for me. My life is a mess. This problem will absolutely ruin me. That's a temptation. But if you persevere, and how do you persevere? You persevere in prayer. That's one of the reasons we get guys like Dan Burkle on the show each week, to help us to remember that we should be praying at all times. And when we do, it's not just something we say, it's a conversation with God. And that prayer can be as simple as, Lord, help me. Give me the strength to make it through the day, Lord. When we do that on a regular basis, meaning every day, we're going to start to feel peace. James 1:12, that's the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. And incidentally, while I have a minute, I want to talk about that Matthew Kelly segment, that Best Lent Ever. What a great reminder that is. And especially for those of us who are struggling, if we're suffering, we tend to get so wrapped up in our own problems that we forget that we can be that answer to prayer for somebody else. So here's what you do today. Look around you. Think about who you can be an answered prayer to today. And, you know, the Lord will send you somebody. You might even get an email or you might get a phone call, even if you can't get out of the house, and you can pray for that person or reach out in some way. So ask the Lord, Lord, while I'm suffering, is there somebody else that I can help out? Let's conclude with our prayer before we sign off. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that purifying us by the sacred practice of penance, you may lead us in sincerity of heart to attain the holy things to come through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dave amen. Parker, good show today, big guy.
Likewise, Gare. Excellent show. How about you, Frank? What do you think?
Oh, it's always excellent having. I just can't wait to have Gary back in the studio next week.
Yeah.
Do you have a little surprise for me?
Oh, we'll have to think about that. Yeah. I've been keeping your chair
warm. We have a couple of days to think about it, all right?
Yeah, well, that's all right. You know, you guys know what I like. By the way, I said this on the air yesterday, Frank. You were not with us at the end of the show, but if you were listening, I said I may bring donuts on Friday, on Monday, just to make up for being gone, you know.
Is that your penance?
Anyway, guys, it's been great. We got a great week planned next week. On Monday, I know we have a couple seconds left. We're going to have Steve Bowman, who is the founder of That Man Is You. This is a group that's helping men around the country. We also have Chris Stepien back with us. Mm. He wrote that great book, Dying to Be Happy. So, busy week next week. And we're going to close with a special song today. This one goes out, of course, to all our Irish friends, and also especially to our buddy Jim, one of our faithful listeners. God bless you, Jim. Thanks for everything you do for us at Holy Spirit Radio. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
God bless.
Smiling, sure 'tis like a morn in spring in the lilt of Irish laughter. You can hear the angels sing when Irish hearts are happy. All the world seems bright and gay, and when steal